Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When people immigrate to another country, the need to feel connected to their native land is a constant pull. Sylvia Mejia, an associate professor of Spanish studies at the College of St. Rose, discusses how many immigrants are now using technology to remain a part of their prior lives.
Inspired by my own experience as an Ecuadorian immigrant living in the United States, I began exploring how digital technologies are changing the experience of displacement and how nostalgia may be taking new forms in this late capitalist age when, as advertisements on immigrant-oriented websites claim, home is just a click away. I argued that as the use of new technologies intent upon shrinking space and time spreads, nostalgia might be becoming digital. Documenting the daily life of Ecuadorian immigrants living in the U.S., Spain, and Italy prompted me to coin the term digital nostalgia to capture the ways in which displaced people pursue continuity of space and time through the simultaneity offered by digital media. If nostalgia as we knew it was all about idealization of one's own romance with the time and the home left behind, digital nostalgia is about the annihilation of longing through constant and real-time exposure to a home and a time that are never really left behind. This seems to be the case of immigrant workers who are followed by the complications and needs from home wherever they can be reached by email, cell phone, or video conference. Here, overexposure to home leaves no time or space for longing. Yet digital nostalgia is also about migrants consciously using the simultaneity offered by digital technologies to erase distance and create an effect of continuity. Many displaced people have increasingly been getting involved in their country's current affairs through the use of electronic media, finding in the process a sense of belonging that they do not necessarily enjoy in their places of resettlement.
That was Sylvia Mejia from the College of St. Rose. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.